Welcome to Yes Is Back, the show where we believe in saying yes to yourself. I'm your host, Miyoko Taylor. You know, so often we find ourselves stuck in the cycle of saying no to opportunities, dreams, and even our own needs. So each week we're going to dive into the tools, strategies, and mindsets that are going to help you reclaim your time, regain your confidence, and reconnect to your passion and purpose. Together, we're going to redefine what success looks like for you, from setting healthier boundaries in your personal and professional life, to overcoming chronic people-pleasing, and to tapping into the most resilient and authentic version of yourself. I'm going to guide, challenge, and inspire you. We're going to go on a journey together. So are you ready to say yes? Yes to your dreams, yes to your boundaries, and yes to your potential? Well, yes is back, and so are you. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome everybody to the Yes Is Back podcast. Again, I'm your host, Miyoko Taylor. It's been a while, but I'm glad to be back. And I have a very important topic that I want to talk to you about today. It's a two-letter word. And a certain type of person is actually afraid of this two-letter word. And they're afraid for various reasons. So the title of this podcast episode is Mastering the Art of No. So before I begin, what is it about that two-letter word that has people anxious, gives people anxiety, puts them in a state of fear? And what type of person is usually prone to having those types of reactions? So first and foremost, if you are a chronic people pleaser, if you're somebody that's trying to please everyone and everything else other than yourself, then this two-letter word may be something that you really struggle with. And you probably are screaming at your lungs within yourself saying, why can't I just say no, right? I have particular needs, I have particular wants, particular desires, but it seems like I put everyone else's desires and needs before my own. And I want to say no, but it's at the tip of my tongue, but I never say it because I have this fear that if I say no, then a particular thing is going to happen. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. But I want to ask you, if you're struggling with the word no, why do you think you struggle with that word? Because it means something very different to different people. And it's a unique meaning from person to person. I talk to a lot of people every single day. And I can definitely tell you that their perception of no is different from one person to the next. So I'm going to give you a little clarity today on this podcast episode on why it's so hard for you to say no. Me being a former people pleaser, I used to be the type of person. I was at a state in my life where I seek validation from different things, whether it's professional success, whether it was from people, relationships, just different things. And I was just trying to please everybody and everyone. And what would happen is I would overpromise and underdeliver. And what I mean by that is I'd say yes to everybody except myself, right? But I was only one person and there was no way I was going to be able to fulfill everybody's, you know, every obligation that I told myself that I was going to actually fulfill, whether it be parents, whether it be relationship, whether it be professional. I was just saying yes to everybody and it just wasn't realistic. And what happened is I built this secret resentment, this anger, this frustration and all these different things that sent me into a spiral of depression and resentment and just feeling like I was not being heard in a lot of different ways. And the reality of it is it was my own fault. So getting into this, one of the reasons why you may have a problem saying no is that you have a fear of rejection. I'm going to say that one more time. One of the reasons why you may have a problem with saying no is because the fear of rejection. And it kind of works in a psychological way like this. So most people that have a problem saying no, they fear rejection. They avoid it like the plague. No, no thank you. I don't want it. Can't do it. They mentally interpret that as rejection. So they understand how they feel. The sadness and being let down and the lack of self-worth. They really personalize that word. So when somebody asks them to do a particular task or something that they really don't want to do, they think about that feeling. They think about that rejection and how that will make them feel. So they automatically and subconsciously are wired to say, yes, I don't want to do it, but yes. So what you're really saying is, I don't want to do it, but the feeling of rejection is worse, and I do not want you to feel that way. So because I don't want you to feel that way, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say yes to you to avoid you from feeling that way. And light bulbs are probably going off in many of you listening to this. So this is why one of the biggest reasons most people have a problem with saying no. It's because of that fear of rejection, and they feel like no is a rejection word. So let me shed a little bit of light on the word no. No is not a rejection word, okay? And this is another reason why people have a hard time creating, reinforcing, and setting boundaries. Now, you hear the word boundaries all the time. Like, it's this popular word now, right? Exercise your boundaries. Create healthy boundaries. But the truth is, your boundaries have to be in alignment with your belief and your intention, okay? Your belief about yourself and your belief about the word no. So as you start to set boundaries, because boundaries are very, very necessary, and a lack of boundaries is one of the reasons why you're feeling this resentment, you're feeling this anger. So we're talking about the power of no here and mastering the art of no. But before you can get into mastering the art of no, you have to understand what no means to you and really understand that it is not a word that means rejection. And boundaries are not things that you do to try to be mean to other people. So as a chronic people pleaser, as somebody that's trying to please everyone and everyone else but yourself, these are two things that you really, really have to understand. No does not mean rejection. You're projecting your fear of rejection on other people. So this is why you can't say no, because you feel like you're rejecting them, because you don't want to be rejected yourself. Okay, so that's another thing. The reality of it is, no is necessary. No is a word that you must start to get used to using, because not only does it protect your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, your physical health, you will not be able to accomplish the goals that you have. You will not be able to have peace of mind, and you will be completely unfulfilled in every area of your life. This is where boundaries come in. All right. So how do you overcome this fear of saying no? Okay. In other words, how do you overcome this fear of rejection? Saying no is not for the other person. Saying no is for you. Saying no is for the things that you need in your life. Saying no is being very, very receptive to whatever it is you need and you desire at that particular time. And actually, no is one of the highest forms of self-care. So when you're saying no to other people or other things that don't serve you at the time, or that take you away from your goals, take you away from what you desire, that don't make you feel good, and you're expressing that and you're being assertive about it, you are exercising another form of self-love to yourself. No is a form of self-love. It's a form of protection. It's a form of setting standards. It's a form of honoring your values, your principles, your commitments, and it keeps you from breaking promises to yourself. How many of you listening, if you're listening right now, how many promises have you broken to yourself because you're trying to please someone else, or you took on another project at work, or you promised a spouse something, or You know, you're promising your kids something, or you're promising your parents, you're promising your cousin. Everybody, you're making these promises too, but you're completely leaving yourself out as usual. And again, this is how you build the resentment. This is how you build the dissatisfaction and the anger. And you assume that everybody is supposed to know that all of this pressure is on you. You're crying, you're feeling a certain way, and you're upset, but you're not really expressing your needs, your desires, your wants, because you say yes to everything and you're not using the word no. All right? So getting past the guilt, getting past the fear of rejection, and really emphasizing, I'm emphasizing here the importance of creating boundaries. Okay, there's something that I actually have called boundary statements in one of my programs, and it's very, very popular with people that are chronic people pleasers because they don't know how to say no. And boundary statements say no in a particular way that is comfortable to you and who you are as a person, to your authentic self. So it still gets the point across, and it starts to get you used to saying the word no in a different way. You know, sometimes it's not just saying no. Sometimes it's saying, I would love to help you, but I don't have the mental and emotional capacity to do that right now. Maybe I can at a later date. And it's something just as simple as that, that will really help you start to get used to saying no. Because it's not really the word no itself. It's the message. It's the assertiveness and the level of emotional intelligence to actually say, this is not going to work for me at this time. It's not good for me. Although I want to help, I just don't have the capacity to do so at this time. So you have to get used to starting to do these particular things, because this is why your life is haywire, your life is upside down. People are walking all over you in certain instances. You're not happy with yourself. You're breaking promises to yourself. And it's in this podcast, I really want to kind of really emphasize this so you can start making steps to really stop what you're doing and start doing things the right way. Start taking control of your life. Start exercising some boundary statements, and really start to take control of this thing. All right, so boundaries. Boundaries are a creative process. They're important to mastering the art of no. Mastering the art of no is more, like I said earlier, it's more than just saying no, I don't want to do this, and thinking, oh my God, I'm being mean to somebody. It's not about you being mean to anyone. It's all about you. So I want you to think about, where are you trying to go in your life? Where are some circumstances or some instances where you should have said no and you said yes? How did it make you feel? What was the outcome of the situation? I can almost guarantee you the outcome of the situation was even worse than it was before you agreed to say yes. That's why this is so important. You can add unnecessary stress, unnecessary drama, unnecessary things to your life just by not asserting yourself and saying no. So it's time to stand up for yourself. I know some of you are listening. You're very successful business people, your mothers, your fathers, your caregivers, all these particular things. But it's time for you to assert yourself. And you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be very brash. Assertive, very clear, and very, very focused on how you want to communicate your wants and your needs to whoever you're talking to at the time. All right, so this is a very, very short segment, but I wanted to really talk about this, and I wanted this to be my first episode coming back after a long hiatus, because boundaries and mastering the art of no is very, very important. And remember, it's a process. You're not going to get it overnight. That's why I'm not telling you to say no, 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 no. Say no to everything, because you see a lot of those articles, you read a lot of that stuff. And the reality of it is a lot of people are really struggling with saying that word. But there's other ways and other resourceful ways to actually use the word no and get that message across in a way that's comfortable for you. All right, so you got to start to build that muscle. It's like working out in the gym. You got to start to build that muscle, and then it'll start to be second nature, and you'll know when to use it, how to use it. and how to make it effective and get to the point where it's going to be really fruitful for your life. All right. So it's not an act of being mean. Saying no is not an act of being selfish. You don't have to feel guilty about it. It is one of the greatest forms and acts of self-care and self-love. So I want you to shift your perspective on how you think about the word no, how you feel about the word no. If you have any questions in regard to this podcast in reference to mastering the art of no, you're interested in more boundary statements, you can definitely shoot a comment wherever you're listening on this at and get back to me. I'm definitely interactive with people, my listeners. So yeah, ask any questions, anything that you want to ask in regards to this topic, feel free. If it's another topic, feel free as well, because it's time we shift the narrative of boundaries, of saying no and saying yes to yourself. All right. Thank everybody for listening. Again, this is Miyoko Taylor. Thank you for listening to the Yes Is Back podcast. Look forward to talking to you soon. Peace and love. Thank you for joining us on another empowering episode of Yes Is Back. Remember, your dreams can become reality. Work-life fulfillment is possible. Your boundaries, they do matter. And you can reach fulfillment in your personal and professional life. But it all starts with saying yes to yourself. Now, if you want to stay up to date on new episodes and continue this transformational journey with me, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Also, connect with me on social media for daily inspiration, tips, and updates. You can follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Search for Miyoko Taylor. That's M as in Mary, E-I-Y-O-K-O-T-A-Y-L-O-R. Until next time, keep saying yes to the life you truly desire. Thank you for being part of the Yes Is Back community. Goodbye for now.